What's up, pod world?
Yo. You got no idea.
Yeah.
Yo, we just did a whole hour of audio footage.
Insane podcast.
Yeah, and guess what happened to it?
Gone.
Deleted.
Absolutely gone. Gone. In the wind.
Yeah, just...
But
it just kind of fucking went down. Downhill.
It started glitching out. It started fucking twitching. And then gone. Deleted. But we're coming at second podcast with more energy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
More fucking...
Yeah, most definitely.
More podcasting. This is gonna be even better.
Yeah. We're gonna end up freaking, we're gonna be doing new things, as you could tell.
New locations of recording. You guys don't even know.
Yeah, like, right now we're in a car.
Yeah.
Doing all of this audio in a car. Oh, this audio. Every single one of it. And, like, you know, the great thing about this freaking, podcast, we're doing new things. I mean, we're definitely going to end up freaking including different audio clips. Speaking of audio clips... We have an audio clip, and it's my buddy's friggin' audio clip.
Yeah, this is an original. You know, and there's other original artists out there that want their content, placed on here. Show us your content, we'll see, and if it fits the podcast, then we can stick that on there for you guys.
This song comes from, it's called www.free-stock-music.com, and the song is called Ataraxia by Arrowhead. It's all free music, no license on the music, so it's all unlicensed. It's all free. You can use it in your podcast, YouTube. I ain't sponsored by them, but I would definitely, love to sponsor them. We'll sponsor anybody. Just, our email will be in the description. You can end up, contacting us. And I'll look into it. But, this is my buddy's song. His 13-year-old brother. He actually... 13-year-old brother. No, 13-year-old son. He actually is dabbling into, making music and whatnot. So it's definitely cool. But this is his song. Check it out. It's called Not Enough Time. It's a really, really good song. And when I say check it out, obviously you can't check it out because it's not on any media at all. But this is a sneak peek. Maybe he'll upload it if you inspire him. But check it out. Thank you. yeah, no. That's definitely, you know, a song that's called Not Enough Time. It's definitely, you know, it's a good song.
It's crazy. I've listened to it with the, like, the subs.
The subwoofers in the back of my car.
What it does with the subwoofers in the back of the car.
Yeah.
It's an amazing song. Like, he's a genius.
He definitely is going somewhere. I'll end up playing another one of his songs. It's a good song, but check it out. This is called Mime. He definitely, I think, was doing something with this one. Oh yeah, no, that's another song. It's called Mime. Great song. Loved it. But yeah, I guess let's get started. Where do you want to start off first? Because fucking our last podcast, I don't even remember. What was it, anime?
We were talking about genetics.
Oh yeah, dude, no, I bet. Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since, you know, we've been on. I totally forgot. It's been a long time. It's been a long time coming. So let me get started. So when I was, you know, a little child, I was adopted. And
4 days old, right?
They took me away. DIFAS took me away. Protective Services took me away. And I don't approve of what they did at all. I did not approve. Like, I want to sue, the state, but, like, I'll go nowhere. I would get nowhere at all. But, like, 23 years of my life was taken away from me. And, you know, I wish, you know, things could be different. But, like, I'm glad, I guess, in a sense, they're not also. Because, like, you know, some things would be different in my life. Who knows what would be different in my life, but some things would be different in my life. I mean, like, even knowing 23 years of my life was taken away from me, I still, like, feel like I was connected with my sister. Like, I'm, like, Sal, you've met, you've talked to my sister.
Yeah.
She's just like me. It's nuts. She
looks like you, too.
Dude, she does not look like me. I don't see where anybody says that. But, like, at the end of the day, like, She's just like me. And, like, my cousin Tony, he's just like me as well. It's nuts. It really is. And, like, you know, they're all just like me, dude. It's really, really weird. It's really weird. And I felt like I was in a cartoon movie when I fucking ended up walking in. 'Cause, like, you know, you're walking in, dude, into a family, even though they're your biological family, you've never met them.
Yeah.
You don't know their intentions, even whether they're good, bad, evil, you know, cruel, whatever. I'm glad my fucking family, you know, took me in with open arms and have been looking for me for 23 years of my life, praying freaking that I'm okay and whatnot, looking for me. And they haven't stopped since. They've been trying. but they didn't know my name changed. Not gonna get into that. But yeah, no. My family's very talented. But just a whole different types of things.
Yeah.
Sewing, making music.
Incredible music. I got to witness some of his uncle's music.
Yeah.
I was blowing my mind.
Yeah, my uncle's music is, that's something else. He's making beats and whatnot. Call him Club Uncle Supreme. Music.
Yeah, Uncle Supreme.
Uncle Supreme.
That's the man.
But yeah, no. He's definitely freaking, you know, he's going somewhere in life.
Yeah.
He just has to get his name out there.
He's doing what he loves. Like, he loves that he's putting his heart and soul into it, and it's showing because, like, he's producing crazy. Well, I listened to, I was like, I asked him for all different types. I was like, let me see what kind of 90s fucking club music you got. Like, what can you mix from that? He pulled up something from, they made from, for that type of sound. Fucking perfect.
Yo.
Fucking modern club music, perfect.
I feel like, you know,
all different types of music.
Genetics, bro. Yeah. Fucking just,
it carries on.
It carries on. It's with the code. Blood, everything, bro.
It's the human code, bro.
Yo, the DNA genetic code, bro. It's, that little DNA sample.
Yeah. That's the human fucking code.
Yeah.
But then would altering it be like hacking the human code? If you were to alter the genetic model?
I don't know, man.
That's what CRISPR is, bro.
CRISPR? What the hell is CRISPR?
CRISPR is fucking, I was watching Netflix a while back, a few months, like 4 months ago. And I was watching a show, and there was a thing on CRISPR. And it's a genetic, they're using this gene strain that they found in this, it was a fungi, bacteria, that emits this certain gene, and has this gene strain. So they took that and they isolated that, and they were testing it in animals and shit. Injecting it directly into the gene, and they're trying to use it to change aspects of the animal, and then because in the future they're trying to use it to cure cancer, and getting rid of, like, I hate to say getting rid of, but I don't know what word to use. It's such a weird, I don't want to sound like a horrible asshole, but preventing, I guess, yeah, preventing would be a good word to use. Autism and schizophrenia and certain mental diseases that are inherited,
you through know, genetic code,
through genetics.
Yeah,
like
that is
certain
fucking
mental illnesses that people can have, like schizophrenia, can run in your family.
Yeah, but that's so fucked, dude. Like,
yeah, but then like you gotta think like you're saving that person. It's a slippery slope. Like you never know because it can get super out of hand. Though that's the thing, it's gotta have regulations on it because like. Then wants to say, like, if people want to produce people that are smarter, like, people start selling smart genes online.
Yo.
Like, from, like, they extract the DNA from, like, a fucking
the
brilliant
future,
person.
Man. It's already starting. I
then,
feel like this
then
is
that's
slowly
like,
evolving.
That's
it's
like,
cars,
what do you do?
Dude.
No, because Elon Musk, bro. Oh, my God. He's working on the brain interface system. Dude, I just watched a whole fucking thing on this.
No.
Yeah, what? A brain stem interference. It, like, goes into your brain. And, like, you can interfere, like, and do shit with, like, your technology, your car, through your brain, through brain impulses, bro. He's
Yo,
on
what
it.
The
There's already
fuck?
Actually one out there, but it's really painful to use. But he's
what
his
do you mean
one
it's painful.
It,
like,
it has
it
like
hurts?
A it has like a poking prodder that goes into your like brain.
No,
yeah.
Dude, it's gotta
his,
just slide
his
right
just
over.
Is implanted into your brain. It just gets implanted, like they take the top, like a brain surgery in the top of your head, implant it in.
Oh, dude, that's risky, but like,
yeah, but like, it's supposed to be crazy.
Yo, dude.
He's a crazy smart guy, though. I said it, bro. I said it fucking like,
he will do just
5 weeks ago.
The future, bro.
I was like, Elon Musk, Kanye West, or Jeff Bezos are gonna run, like, rule the world. Or maybe they all will, a certain way, together, rule. Like, I'm telling you, they got a lot of influence and a lot of power, those three guys.
You think they'll rule the
They're
world?
They're doing crazy things in every fucking sector of the like the necessities of the world, I guess you could say. Amazon, dude, your groceries can get delivered 2 hours to your house through Amazon now. Remember back in the day when like there was only certain places that could get the 2-day shipping? And
Yeah.
And it was so amazing. Yeah. Now you get groceries within 2 hours, bro. One-day shipping on items. That guy's gonna... Elon Musk, he's got the cars. He's got rocket ships he's building. He's fucking brilliant. He's doing AI. And in things in your brain. Like...
Ooh.
That's crazy. And Kanye is like a people person. Everybody loves him. And he's doing things with the church and religion.
Yeah. Yo, we did get into this in the last podcast, and we freaking end up, you know, have to talk about it. What do we want to talk about? You want to talk about anime, man? Fucking or a hentai. Yo, dude, any kids that are in here, any children... Or any children that are around should not be listening into this. I'm pretty sure we've stated this in several podcasts. Stated it plenty of times. Probably should state it in the beginning of our podcast.
Yeah, that's always a good idea.
But, like, it says explicit right on the fucking thing. Explicit.
Yeah, you're going to get what you came for.
Explicit. Explicit.
That's what's going to happen.
Explicit. Explict, it explict, says that explict. Label. It literally says label. It fucking thousands and thousands of times. E. Just explict for E. And,
Yeah. Yes, you fucking curse so much. You know. We're well deserving of the fucking explicit.
Yo.
But I feel like that's what makes it good. That's what makes it enjoyable.
You know what? You ever seen fucking hentai where fucking you got, like, an Asian girl just getting rammed multiple times in her asshole, in her pussy hole, with a fucking tentacle monster ramming into her mouth, too, and then jizzing all over her, bro, everywhere and every orifice, just watching alien cum from fucking alien tentacles or whatever, just going in and out of her ass, and just fucking, the second fucking, just busts a nut. In her fucking ass and in her pussy, you just hear her moan. There's that one moan.
Oh my god. Oh my fuck.
Yo, dead ass. But anyways, you an anime bro? You wanna go?
No, yeah, but like, you know,
1960s.
The 1960s.
Did it even start by that back then?
There's probably mangas from back then.
Mangas.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, there's definitely mangas from back then. I don't know if it's anime. There might be some animes.
But the 1990s freaking animes.
Nah, but what's your favorite anime? And why do you like, what do you like about anime, like?
Yo.
Cause like, I know you like anime, so like.
Dude, I love freaking... Like I said this in the last podcast, that doesn't exist in the world. You'll never find
the
it
lost because it's just files. Lost. The X-Files, bro.
The X-Files, yeah, there you go. Yo, deadass.
Oh, my fuck.
Oh, by the way.
Yeah, guess what time it is?
It's 4:07. Dude, it's 4:07 a.m.
Yeah.
On a Wednesday. No, a Friday.
On Friday. 4:07 a.m. on Friday.
We're going to post this on Saturday and call this the Saturday podcast because I got shit to do on Saturday. Loads of shit to do.
Yeah.
But no. Back to freaking anime, though, dude. I fucking definitely like Samurai Jack. Samurai Jack was definitely like a really, really good, you know, anime. That was definitely, you know, revolved around my childhood. And, like, they definitely ended up doing good with, you know, reintroducing it back into, you know, the life.
Yeah, yeah.
For children and whatnot in the future generations.
I hope they eventually do another one.
I mean, there's other animes. I can't say any names. I can't diss them. But, like, they destroyed it. They completely destroyed them. And, like, they need to, like, bring them back. like just with re-editing or reanimating it.
Just upgrading it to, like, buffing it to even, like, 4K would... Dude, I saw this video, a little bit off topic, but I saw this video of this guy who took film footage from, like, 1910 and buffed it to 4K, and it looked fucking ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Crystal clear. So, I mean, even if you buffed old anime up to 4K, it would look pretty crazy.
Yo, that's nuts. But, like, I feel like... animation is definitely going somewhere in the future. Like, just animating different types of things.
Yeah, because, like...
they're either animating freaking, you know... Legos, bro. The Lego movie.
Yeah.
Yo, dude, I'm pretty sure that's fucking all animated, right?
Yeah.
Or is that stock picture? No.
No, it's not. It's just animated, but they just edited it. They just let it go, and they film the whole thing.
You said fucking in our last podcast.
Yeah.
The Lost Podcast. X-Files. Yo, no, dude, you said in the last podcast, though, that they do it on a computer.
Yeah. They'll be like, they'll edit it. It's all like computer animation. They'll do the computer animation. So and nuts, then they, yeah. And then they edit it every so often, every few frames, to get that stop motion look.
That's just so nuts, though.
Yeah.
It really is, at the end of the day. Yo. Fucking meatloafs. Yo, those are fucking really good.
Yeah.
If you know what you're doing.
Yeah, you gotta know how to cook those.
Yeah, you know how to... if you don't know how to cook those, bro, you're making a shitty-ass meatloaf. It could be dry as balls. Could be fucking juicy as it could be. Yo, take a meatloaf. You end up taking it. You end up taking mozzarella cheese. We could take pepper jack, whatever, but I would prefer to take mozzarella cheese. End up putting it inside the meatloaf, wrap it around into like different types of balls, like, you know. Yeah, it could be a big one, it could be a small one, it don't matter, friggin', you can make a regular, you know, full-size meatloaf wrapped with friggin' mozzarella cheese in the inside, it don't matter, but wrap it with bacon, you can wrap it with fucking, you know, regular bacon, or fucking, turkey bacon, it don't matter, and, you know, wrap that shit up, it will be fucking grand. You cut that open, or you just take your fork, and you dig in and devour it with that nice, juicy-ass fucking middle with that mozzarella cheese oozing out on your fork with your fucking, you know, bacon, your sizzled bacon right on top that just freaking, you know, melts away in your mouth. You just taste nice bacon with fucking, you know, nice-ass fucking meatloaf. You could use your recipe. You could change the recipe up. You know, you can make it spicy. You can make it not spicy. You can make it garlicky. It don't matter. But, you know, it definitely tastes good.
You know what I want? Try for, like, that cooler, colder season of, like, winter and spring is over. Fucking Beyond Meat meatloaf, bro.
Yo,
I definitely want to try one.
Oh, you said in the last fucking podcast, plant matter.
Yeah, plant based. Fucking ground. Just like fucking ground beef, but it's plant fucking matter. I imagine it's delicious. I had the fucking burger.
Yeah,
I've had the ground burger to it. It comes in like, you know, like a burger.
Even Burger King, they sell that Impossible Whopper we did in the last podcast. That's from Beyond, right? Yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
We can't, you know, 100% be sure, but like, we're pretty sure. You know, we're pretty sure.
Still, Beyond is really, really good anyway, if you want to get the same experience. Because I've had the Beyond Burger, like, the ones you can buy in the store to be Happy House, and they're fucking amazing. They grill up just like a regular burger.
Really?
Tastes like one. I was floating.
Ooh.
I was floating. It was amazing. meatloaf that. I definitely gotta try it. We gotta try it. We'll let you guys fucking know what we think.
Yeah.
Beyond meatloaf.
Dude, I feel like it would definitely end up, you know, turning out great.
Yeah.
And even, like, shit. Oh, man. Do they have fucking plant-based bacon?
Mm-hmm.
Is it the same, though?
It's all right. It's kind of just, like, I'd say it's, like, turkey bacon.
Yo.
Yeah.
Like booty turkey bacon or good turkey bacon?
Kind of like booty turkey bacon. It's like processed turkey bacon. It's like the consistency of that.
Balls,
like that's
dude.
What I would like.
But does it taste like it?
It tastes good. It does taste good. I mean, I cooked in the microwave. I fried it up a couple times.
And it tastes okay.
It's alright. Yeah, no, it's pretty good. Yeah. I ate like 6 packages of it. So like 3 of them within like a 2-day period. So like it was pretty good.
Oh, shit.
I was snacking on it. Because, like, you don't... Like, I don't get to have bacon. Like, I don't have that crunch. I don't have that texture.
Yeah, but, like, plant... I feel like it just doesn't taste the same. They gotta, they still gotta fucking dabble into it.
Nah, but, like, it's gonna
I
get
feel like
there
it's getting there, dude. Like, McDonald's doesn't have no plant
no,
shit.
No, they're anti-vegetarian, like, in their menu.
Yo, dude, the only thing they have fucking that's vegetarian is salad.
They have the salad, the fries, the hash brown, and the oatmeal. And, like, the apple pie, but, like, it's apple pie.
And apples.
And apples, but, like,
but,
those
like,
are
still,
apples.
Like, what the fuck, dude? Like, I remember when Burger King had fucking the old... veggie burgers. Do they still have those?
Yep.
Really? They have the still veggie? Oh, yeah. Dude, I want to try one then, I guess.
They're pretty good. I mean, I used to get them. Dude, I used to have this one Burger King that would always hook me up. They had, you know, Burger King always has, like, crazy coupons they give you. I had the family deal, so it was 2 Whoppers.
Dude, those tasted. Were those... smell.
Yeah, apparently you said
so horrible.
I could imagine, though.
Dude,
because,
no.
Like...
dude,
the contents
just, no.
Of the sandwich, it probably smelled like a fart in that
dude,
room.
Dude, it smelled so bad. Everybody was eating them, and they tasted so good, apparently. But, like, dude, I could not stand the stench, bro. Just putting it in the microwave, cooking it in the microwave, and fucking literally dealing with that veggie burger smell. Just going ranchedly everywhere, fucking spurring out like a fucking wildfire. Just like, woo! But the fucking, you know, it just smelled horrible, dude. I couldn't stand it. And, like, it dispersed throughout, like, the fucking kitchen,
that's what,
bro.
Wait, is that what that weird smell in the restaurants was?
Yeah, dude. Oh, occasionally,
no way.
If you had that weird stench, bro, it
yeah,
smelled-
because... White Castle's got a similar one in that it, like, you know, like, the normal White Castle stench?
Yeah.
But then there's, like, their veggie burger White Castle stench, because they have a similar patty to Burger King's. It's something about the patty. I feel like it's just all the vegetables around there, and it's, like, cooking. It's just, because, like, Burger, I mean, White Castle steams, like, on top of the onions. So, like, it's steaming those fucking vegetables, and I feel like it just makes it smell like a fart in the kitchen, probably.
Dude.
It was probably so
bad. It
was
horrendous. But, like, apparently everybody said they were good.
Yeah, they were really, really good. For, like, veggie-made veggie burgers, they were really good. I used to get them all the time.
Dude, that Impossible Whopper. Literally.
That thing was ridiculous. I wanted it again. Dude, the rest of it was on the 2-for-$6 menu.
What?
Yeah.
Dude. It's on the 2-for-$6?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. No lie.
No. What the fuck, dude? We gotta go get some.
It was so good.
They're on the 2-for-$6?
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
Nope.
An Impossible Whopper's on the 2-for-$6 menu.
Yeah.
Are they open right now?
No. Because it's booty. Because I don't understand why, but there's no restaurants open down here where I live.
It's, no, dude. It's just a shit-ass fucking
where I used
show,
to live, no.
Bro.
It's like south of, like, Tom's River. It's just booty. Nobody's open. Like, where I used to in Tom's River, everybody was open. I could get food at any hour of the night. Basically, any food I wanted, too. Like, any singular food.
No, dude, I feel like it's just Ocean County in general, bro. Tom's River.
No, because
there's
Mammoth's
like a. There's. Well, nah. Every fucking county has their own fucking different thing, I feel like. But, like, Ocean County down here, bro, you got, like, fucking, you know, Towns River, it's the central fucking zone. It's, like, the middle of everything. Because even knowing Jackson is still a part of Ocean County and it's fucking ginormous, Towns River, it's, like, got everything.
Super populated.
Yeah, dude, it's super populated at the end of the day. But, like, you got all these small-ass towns, too. You got Bayville, Lacey, Barnegat, fucking Tuckerton, Weartown, whatever fucking town, Beachwood, Pine Beach, fucking Ocean Gate. You got all these small towns, and then fucking at, you know, middle of fucking 10 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock at night, you want a midnight snack, and there's nowhere to go.
Nowhere. But Wawa, but like, I get sick of Wawa.
You get really sick of Wawa, bro. And like, I feel bad for like these overnight people that are working down here, like the overnight. What are they eating, bro?
Dick.
Dude, they're eating dick. What if they want to fucking...
No store discount either. It's so booty. I worked overnight down here.
What?
Dick, I worked overnight down here.
No
store. Dick for food. There's dick for food. Like, if you work in ShopRite and, like, you're stocking or whatever overnight, dick for food for you to, like, order in.
Yo, that is so fucked up.
You had to buy it from the store, and then they don't even give you a store discount on top of it. You had to pay full price. And there's, like, nothing to eat. Then you had to eat microwave food.
That is so fucked. That is literally, like, the worst.
Yeah, no. And Tom's River, anywhere you are. You could set your pickup location to some fucking random-ass area. Like, if you're just chilling outside somewhere, like, you're chilling by a lake... In a bench, you know, in a park, you can set it. If the car can drive up to you, you set it right to there.
Really?
Yeah, and it'll go right to you.
Fucking.
Give you your food, and you can just sit there and chill and observe fucking whatever you're looking
Yo,
at.
Dude, there's this fucking little robot I was looking on, you know, Google, or it was on Facebook somewhere. I ended up seeing it. There's this little tiny robot. It delivered their motherfucking food, bro. And, Yo. Like, took it out of this, like, little compartment with, like, these fucking arms. Took it out, ended up fucking, you know, pulling it out, and popped it in front of her. She was freaking the fuck out.
That's crazy.
And it just dropped it right in front of her and fucking was ended up freaking putting the arms freaking back in. And then it was like, have a nice day. And then fucking and ended up driving off. It just went off and did its own thing. Went back to wherever it was supposed to
That's
go to.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
would you follow one of those things if it came to your house?
Dude, I would be fucking totally fucking bombarded by that, bro. Like, if I... You got these little fucking tiny little rovers driving around, bro.
Yeah.
What makes you think fucking somebody's not going to smush it? Or, like, how does
what
fucking...
What happens though? Like, murder of a fucking rover?
Yo, dude.
Like, you murdered my rover?
Dude.
Oh.
Yo,
that's
dude.
That's so bad.
Yo, dude. It really is. It really is. And, like, fucking... Like, how does it work? Does it drive on the fucking freeway? Does it drive the same speed as a car? Is it, you know... Does is it like a Tesla? Car?
Yeah, imagine the robot just clicks into, like, a Tesla. It just, like, clicks into the side of it. Just, like...
Or yeah, or like
the Tesla just drops this robot off.
Yo, dude, you got no idea. The world is coming to a new fucking
age, bro.
Yeah, new age, bro. And like at the end of the day, bro, we're gonna sooner or later have flying cars, bro. Like, you know, 2020, bro, it's starting. And like, dude, the Jetsons have been lying fucking for the past couple years now.
Nah, bro, I feel like because I was an old, this is a new fucking millennium. We're only in the 20s of this new fucking century.
Yo, dude.
We're only in the beginning.
All I know is fucking, dude, they said in 2012 that we would have flying cars, bro.
The world ended in 2012.
Yeah. They said fucking the world was going to end in 2012.
No, there's this guy on Twitter that posted a bunch of pictures and he was
of
like.
The world ending, bro.
No, it was like. The Statue of Liberty changed spaces. It's not an Ellis Island anymore. Now it's on Liberty Island. There's pictures of Ellis Island with, like, no Statue of Liberty at all on it. And there's, like, a bunch of different, like, strange, weird things that, like, don't make any sense from, like, 2012 to now that, like, we all assume it was weird. It was just really, really weird.
Yo, what the fuck?
I don't know. It was just weird, though.
Are you kidding me, bro?
No.
Yo, dude. What the fuck?
Like, dude? A bunch of these random pictures that people took from their vacations and shit.
Dude, that's just fucking totally nuts. Like, literally fucking nuts. Dude. When do you think we're gonna get possible giveaways?
I don't know.
Sooner or later, we might have possible giveaways if we get freaking further into that.
Yeah, and then once we get enough.
Right now, we have a total of 80 cents.
Yeah.
Okay, we only have a total of 80 cents.
Doesn't sound big. Get the money in our podcast, that we can start doing giveaways.
Doesn't sound big, but we, you know, your support is definitely, you know, it definitely is appreciated. Mm. You know,
because like, the sooner we get money in there, in all honesty, like then we can get like
you could, gift you know, card donate. To whatever. You could donate to our Anchor account. It'll give you the link in the description of whatever we're on, or whatever you're listening to. But, yeah, you know, that was definitely fucking, you know, really crazy thing.
Yo, Meatloaf Burgers.
Meatloaf Burgers, dude. I feel like that should be, like, a thing. Like, some crazy Meatloaf Burger, some nice ketchup on a fucking Kaiser roll with mozzarella or pepper jack cheese. Call it a day.
Oh, that sounds crazy.
And call it a fucking day.
Saucy, extra saucy sepia to that bread, bro.
You got no idea, bro. You got no idea.
Oh, that would be amazing. That would be amazing.
And call it a day. Oh, dude, that would be really, really be good. That would really, 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 really be good. I feel like, you know, the world's just kind of changing, though. Imagine, like, a plant-based meatloaf burger.
Like, we're getting there. Dude, plant-based is getting crazy. We got plant-based cheese now, plant-based yogurts.
Bro.
It's getting crazy and crazy and crazy what plants are being able to replace.
But, like, what plant-based is that going to sooner... Eggs. Listen, what is that sooner or later going to, like, produce to people? Like, I feel like the government might end up, you know, seeing these, you know, people buying this plant-based stuff, and they're going to be like... Okay, well, let's introduce this plant-based yogurt into Burger King's freaking menu. Or let's introduce this into somewhere, and it's going to be plant-based. And, like, people might not know for the longest time. Or, like, it could be, like, Activia turns their shit into plant matter, and they just don't even know for the longest time. Or, like, you know... animals, they could change their shit into plant matter and they wouldn't know for the longest time. And like, honestly, that would be totally nuts, dude. It would be nuts, dude. You know, you got all this fucking plant material, and like, honestly, what does it do to the plants though? We're killing all the plants.
Yeah, but they're farm plants. Like, while fucking big farming, like, fact, not, like, big farming of, like, plants is bad, it's not as bad as, like, the meat industry, especially the beef industry. That's so bad, bro. Those cows produce so much gas and heat and shit into the atmosphere and just shitting in the ground. And they eat so much fucking food and water. 1 pound of beef is, like, 90 gallons of water and, like, a lot of food. I don't even know how many pounds, but a lot. Just in the 1 pound of beef, it's like a lot of shit goes in there. And yeah, it takes so much space. They're destroying then, like, all these trees and rainforests.
Yeah, but like you're killing all friggin' these, you know, leaves and shit too. Like fucking whatever you, romaine lettuce is a leaf.
Yeah, but
kale,
I feel like
leaf, fucking,
if you're growing, if all those fields that cows are in right now were full of vegetables, you'd be putting so much oxygen to the air for that time. It would be fucking oxygen. I would imagine all the oxygen being placed out of there. Yeah. All those green plants growing.
But, like... yawning over here. Because it's fucking 4:30 in the morning. Yo, let me see that fucking vape, bro. You're already fucking... you're already killing me, bro. I got Crohn's disease. Fucking...
You already ripped that once in another podcast, though. You're on the... Ah, you're already doing it.
That long silent pause was me hitting fucking vape.
The smoke
cucumber. Yo, the fucking. I swear, I can't smoke fucking vapes because fucking my Crohn's, but like, shouldn't be vaping anyways. Inhaling anything's bad.
As an ex-vaper who vaped, was like big into vaping for a long time, since like the beginning, you could really say, the beginning of, you're a true veteran of vaping. The beginning of vaping.
Dude, I started when I was 15 years old. Yeah. I'm 23.
And like that was like the pioneer days of vaping. Till like now, to like someone who doesn't really vape all like a lot, you're really just vaping this Eon, because this is the cucumber. And cucumber, it's some number one. It's hard to get right. It's really hard to get right in juice. And like, it's just
they one got it time right.
Out of the Eon. They're dead.
They got it right.
And it's just one time out of the Eon. Because I'm telling you, I'll kill this shit fucking before the end of the night. I feel like dude, it's already dying. I feel
the like
it's
fucking already... whole like. The vape bans and shit. Dude.
Yeah, with the vape bans.
All
I mean,
over the place. Like New Jersey, they just fucking ended up doing the fucking, you know, not so much vape bans, but they did pod bans.
Yeah,
bro, where freaking you can't get a certain amount of pods. What was it? You know, you can't get anything that's not menthol
or tobacco.
Like what
nothing
the fuck?
Nothing that's mint or fruit related in a pod, but in a disposable, you still can for now.
But, like, that's so bad,
That's so bad.
You're getting fucking disposable pens from China, fucking, you know...
I mean, and, like,
a booty-ass fucking CDC. Country, or, like, you got these people, you know, making fucking cheap-ass coils. And, like, at the end of the day, what kind of chemicals are really truthfully on those coils, bro? Because they're not being fucking tested fully. There's no way.
No, I mean,
they're only skimming through it.
No, this whole vape ban it's all because of these fucking bootleg THC cartridges. I mean, it says it, 78% of the cases were tied to these counterfeit cartridges.
Those little THC cartridges.
Because, like, that's what was coming from China.
They're getting it from fucking their stupid ass fucking friends. Fucking thinking it's
even
okay.
Even chintzy, cheaping out brands in, like, California dispensaries, like, selling those extremely cheap carts in dispensaries. They're getting their cartridge, the coils and the cartridge itself, the hardware from China. Off DHgate, they're getting, like a thousand of them for, like...
Alabama Mama
$100. Yeah, Alibaba, fucking AliExpress, all those fucking Chinese websites. And, like, what quality is that?
Chinese... websites?
Yeah, now? They're, like, super Chinese.
Are they originated,
like,
from China?
The majority of the reviews are in Chinese. Like, they're from... Oh, like, yeah, they're origin out of China. They can get you anything you want, though. It's kind of crazy. Like, there's, like, counterfeits of fucking clothing on there. It's fucking ridiculous. But, yeah, the quality. And people are even getting these cars from dispensaries and die, like, suffering illnesses in their lungs of heavy metals. It's from these terrible cartridges. So, yeah, that needs to get regulated. But that's what the good news is. The regulation is the good news, because while they're gone for right now, it's just until the FDA gets a chance to review them. And, like, they have until June 6th, I think, to send their products in for review. So, you know, if they send a product in, if Juul sends a product in for review and they pass it, it'll be back. And, like, they might get the fruit flavors back. I'm pretty hopeful they will. I doubt they wouldn't, because it's a massive moneymaker, like, yeah, I think. And then Philip Morrison owns Juul, and Philip Morrison is tobacco, is Marlboro, owns Marlboro fucking cigarettes. So I doubt that they'd lose that opportunity to make money when they could. So, yeah, we'll probably see fruit flavors back in our pods very soon. All they gotta do is get an FDA clearance, which obviously it's gonna take money, but the companies that we know and love right now have a ton of money. So they'll be back very shortly. I mean, I don't know about... Hopefully New Jersey changes its legislation with fucking the permanent ban. Hopefully that's only...
Dude, that's fucking... No, dude. I think they made their dead decision, bro. Everybody's fucking scrambling around.
No,
fucking
because
maniacs.
Now the FDA is stepping in and saying, like, they can get their products back if they just gotta get cleared. That's all we're determining, is they gotta clear the pod system, probably, and the juice inside of it.
Yeah, but they already made their ban, and it's permanent, and, like, you know how hard it is to fucking end up changing a ban.
Yeah, but the money on tax on tobacco is so much in New Jersey, just think.
It don't matter, though. It really don't.
That's so bad.
The FDA has to fucking say, like, well,
most of the freaking, you know, deaths were created freaking from freaking, no, the you know, FDA, not fucking tobacco products and the illegal freaking substances that were in freaking these freaking falsified THC cartridges of freaking people are getting off the streets and fucking blah, blah, blah. And you know for a fact, they ain't gonna say that.
Yeah, no, 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 but New Jersey's gonna have to. When the other states around it are having their pods, no, they're not gonna stay.
They might not.
No states do that. There's no states that do that.
They might.
Every other state is gonna have it.
No, 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 bro. Like, there's already other states that banned it.
Yeah, but, like, they already, they've been banned for a while.
Yeah, exactly.
And it was just for underage things. But, like, they should pass them. They're trying. The vape shops in New Jersey are basically fighting to have pod systems exclusive to brick-and-mortar shops and online.
Bro, all I fucking know... I'm gonna open up the window here.
Yeah, we need a little fucking air. Let's get that literal morning breeze.
Yeah, it's getting a little fucking hot in here. You know, a little...
musty.
Hot in here. I feel like fucking, you know... I don't know, I feel like they're just getting into fucking... making their dead ass fucking, you know, decisions on fucking, you know, making pods illegal.
Because
bro,
we still have pods in New Jersey, and we will still have pods inevitably for a while until the 6th. But then, like, I feel like these big companies are never gonna get the FDA clearance before then, because we still have tobacco and menthol pods. Like, the systems didn't disappear. We still have Juul, we still have Flair. We still have Alto, but we just don't have the fruit pods. I feel like the fruit pods, like, they're not going to have every other state have fruit pods. And then we're not going to, for no reason at all.
I don't know, man. It's all a matter of fucking, you know, if they decide, oh, well, is it really beneficial? Then we got all these people into smoking again. Like, now they're just smoking cigarettes. Do we really want to? Dude, it's about a fucking controversy and all that shit, dude. I really don't think they're gonna fucking end up doing it again. Nah. I really don't. And, you know, fucking at the end of the day, you know, they might. Who knows? Who knows? Fucking my girlfriend's texting me.
What is she doing up?
We ended up having to record our whole podcast once again. I'm still recording my podcast and it fucking blows, cause the other one we recorded was absolutely fucking genius and now we got to record another one, and honestly, it's so hard to record genius ideas and genius podcasts sometimes, and the one that first and our only time that gets deleted was the best one ever, period. Anyways, nah, yo, it's the truth. It is literally the truth. Like, we fucking ended up freaking making the best fucking podcast.
It was, yeah.
It was the best.
Crazy.
Dude,
We definitely did good in this one, though. I feel like you definitely fucking...
I mean, did we
came
miss
with
any,
some good energy?
Yeah, did we end up freaking... I told you we would fucking end up doing it again, but, like, did we end up getting any good fucking, like, ideas...
I mean,
really?
Yeah.
Like, did we get any freaking, like...
No, we were talking,
we,
though, in the last podcast
about fucking
computers.
Yo, Suzy's. We gotta fucking end up getting Suzy's. And, yo, what's up with fucking production, bro? And all production and whatnot. And why Apple revolves around production, dude? I feel like Apple and MacBook and all of that, it's just like, I feel like it's just... It's definitely, you know, it's... If you're recording, whether it's audio, video, or anything like that, you're making beats, it's got to be Apple, bro. You got to do Apple.
No, it can only be Apple. Apple is the absolute best. If you want a music that's going to sound amazing and it's blended and you want to work on the best software possible for audio, Apple. 100% Apple. Even video, Apple.
Yeah.
Because you get Final Cut.
You got Final Cut.
You got Logic.
You got Logic for your music. And, like, it really is fucking great. It's just all great. And, like, you also got freaking, you know, your PC and whatnot. But, like, PC isn't as good as freaking the end of the day. But, like, it's still, you know, people still use it. They still get away with that freaking, you know. Some people would just prefer using PC. But, like, in my opinion, Apple is 10 times better. And, like, it just fucking, it definitely makes a difference with the audio quality and whatnot. If you got the fucking, you know, money and you love audio quality, just get a MacBook. Get the fucking most expensive MacBook you could possibly get. It don't matter. If you got the money, just get it. If you don't, maybe get the cheapest MacBook or
a used one.
Yeah, or a Mac. A Mac is fucking the best. A Mac, not a fucking MacBook. A Mac.
Expensive.
If you got the money, though. If you got the money, dude, get a motherfucking Mac.
If I win the lottery.
Those things, oh, they literally fucking, they run forever.
Mm-hmm.
They run really good, forever. Too. Literally, they last for like, what, 12 years, dude? No, longer than
that,
dude.
You could get functioning ones from ancient ones that people still run.
Yeah, and like, it's just nuts. It really, really is. It's really nuts how, like, you know,
definitely
want
to get a used one of those.
Like, but, like, here's the thing. Like, you can't play video games on a Mac, dude. That's the one thing that, like,
no,
is holding the back.
You can, but it's not as good. It's not as good. You can, but it's not as good. It's bro, PC outshines Mac 1,000%.
Dude, you can't. Dude, you can't upgrade freaking your MacBook. You can't upgrade your Mac because you can't take the components out. But, like, an app, or freaking, you know, a PC, like getting an actual desktop, you can end up freaking, you know, getting an actual fucking, you know, different freaking hard drive or a different
memory,
processor,
graphics card,
yeah, whole nine yards. You can't do that with a Mac.
No.
That's the one thing that's really, really holding them
everything's
back.
Fixed on an iPhone.
Yeah.
It's just like a fixed box system.
And really, it's fucking nuts at like, electronics are becoming, how graphics are becoming, 4K freaking gaming now,
dude, 4K gaming,
wait until
ridiculous.
8K comes out.
I mean, it's in development, there's an 8K TV, but like, we don't really have like a whole lot of like 8K video, I guess. There's 8K, it's supposed to be on the next iPhone though, 8K recording. I don't remember where I heard it somewhere, but 8K recording is supposed to be on the next iPhone, one of the next iPhone models at least.
Yo, dude.
8K video. Take 8K video on your phone.
Listen, dude, if that's fucking what it takes for fucking the world to open up and see their eyes, that maybe, you know, electronics can be freaking, you know, broader. But, like, I feel like they need to stop worrying about fucking phones and stop fucking worrying about fucking, you know, making phones. And, like, worry about more of, like, what they can do with cars, bro.
Yeah,
what
cars are really simple. Like, dude, we're so advanced in cars. At the end of the day, they're just like leather, foam, plastic,
but like
metal.
They're
like,
worried about safety like, too, but like at the end of the day.
No, but like there's no like, there's technology in the radio and like a touch screen, of course, or whatever.
I mean, like look at Tesla, dude.
But
they're
then
already,
there's Tesla. Like,
yeah,
that's,
dude,
it's starting to invigorate.
Dude, Tesla's making it to where fucking you can drive. I mean, you're not supposed to. But people still do it, bro. You could just take your wheel, freaking hands off the wheels, bro, and just start, let your Tesla drive and do all the magic, bro.
You can have your Tesla, say you're parked. Say we go to, like, our favorite store, H Mart. And it's really hard to find parking at H Mart because H Mart is always packed for some reason to the brim. There's never a time at H Mart.
Yeah, you can have
packed.
Your car park somewhere else.
Yeah, we park the car and we walk. And then when we want to go and get, we just click a button on the phone and the car comes and picks us up. Right in the front.
No way.
Yeah, drives directly to us, right in the front,
oh,
picks us up, and we get in the car.
Fucking...
Don't have to walk through the fucking parking lot in the cold with bags upon bags upon bags of all types of Asian treats.
Dude, I'm telling you, dude, where are flying cars, though, dude? Like, I really
we'll
don't
get
think...
flying cars on
no,
Mars.
No, I don't think... Dude, I...
No, on Mars, but I'm telling you, we hover fucking vehicles, probably.
Dude, but, like, when are
he
we going
to
land
to go to... Bro, he wants to go to Mars before he dies.
Who?
Elon Musk.
Really?
Yeah, or he wants to be buried on Mars. He wants to die.
That's what he said?
And yeah.
Oh, my fuck,
he's
dude.
Determined to get us there, bro. I'm telling you, because, like, I feel like with the terrain of the planet, the
but, way like, dude, that's the way too fucking... How old is he now?
He's not... Yeah, he's, like, in his late 30s. Dude, but he's know, a fucking man. Genius. You don't understand.
I don't know, man, bro. I don't know. Like, that's fucking further in the future. He's 30 years old, dude. I mean, everything freaking, like, we don't live to fucking see freaking the day sometime, bro. We just die and have a stroke. Sometimes we have a heart attack. And, like, honestly, I'm not saying he's fucking, you know, going to die anytime soon. I hope fucking never, freaking never in a million years, bro. Wait! That's 48. The guy fucking Elon Musk, bro?
Yeah.
Dude, wasn't he fucking in, fucking what fucking show? Arrow. He was an Arrow, bro.
No way.
Yeah, dude. I'm pretty sure Elon Musk. Dude, check him out. Type in Elon Musk, Arrow. Type in Elon Musk, Arrow. And fucking see if he pops up, dude. And I guarantee you.
He's a funny guy. He makes music, too.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Does he do everything?
Do you listen to his song?
No. Type in. Type in Elon Musk, Arrow, bro. I want to know if this guy was fucking the whole person that played Arrow. And fucking see freaking if he was. And if he was, then that's fucking nuts, dude. Oh my fuck, dude. He was, bro. Oh my fuck, dude. He was in fucking Arrow. Is that fucking him? Is that
John him? Looks a lot like Elon Musk. No, it's...
Fucking... It's just fucking his doppelganger, bro. That is fucking nuts, dude. How fucking...
Yeah.
One person can look like fucking...
He's a funny guy, though.
Literally, look at it, though. He literally looks like fucking...
Yeah, with a beard. That's crazy.
That's fucking nuts, dude. That is really nuts. Well, not him. It doesn't look like him. I was thinking about this guy right over here. This fucking guy standing right over here. Fucking this fucking little picture in the background. Looks like him, but, like, it's not... It's fucking not him at all. But, like, I don't know. I feel like the world needs to stop focusing on fucking, you know, phones once in a while. I feel like freaking people, they would survive without fucking electronics, to, you know, in the future for like a year or like 6 years or 7 years. They could survive. And like they just need to focus for 7 years on like cars and like being able to drive without fucking their hands on the wheel. And like being able to just drive and not fucking worry about freaking getting into a car accident. And like once they implant that, bro, the world will be in a new fucking generation, bro. The world will be fucking, you know, into a whole new future, basically, dude, where you will be able to drive around. And like if you got a kid in the backseat of your car, bro, saying something, we're fucking literally fucking a nuisance, bro. I remember when I was a kid, dude, I kept fucking annoying my father, bro.
Yeah.
I was like, dad. And he fucking one day just snapped, bro. And he's like, what? And he looks in the back fucking seat for 2 seconds. And that 2 seconds, we ended up fucking smashing into a fucking rear end of fucking, a trailer hitch on this guy's truck.
That's so bad.
Bro, smushed it to
That's
shreds,
so
bro.
Bad.
And
oh.
He's fucking my dad's Jeep. And like, dude, fucking, you know, those split seconds fucking, you know, really, really count. Like if he pressed a single button, or if we had a single button on the car, like on the wheel, and it was just like assist to drive or some shit like that, you know. And it's automatically freaking did it in autopilot, and it was fucking perfect. Dead set.
Yeah.
Like, it knew the fucking terrain. It knew fucking how long it would have to freaking wait to stop. And knew how long fucking, you know, it would take to stop. If they fucking focused on those fucking things, dude, and those details, you're going 45 miles an hour. How wet is the ground? How wet is the fucking, you know, how high is the humidity? How freaking wet is the asphalt? How slippery are freaking the asphalts? What's the fucking oil in the asphalt? Whatever, dude. Whatever they have to fucking include, bro.
It's like a photo
scanners on the
cameras
fucking,
in the bottom.
Yeah, little fucking cameras on the bottom of your fucking car,
dude,
bro.
It applies the right tractions. That would be the craziest.
Dude, yeah.
Right tractions each tire.
Dude, like it would literally be the greatest, dude. And like honestly, if they just had flying GPS. Cars, bro, or like not even
not
flying, but
Earth.
Like floating.
Not on Earth.
Floating.
When he gets to Mars, bro, I'm telling you.
I'm telling you, dude. Like,
the terrain on Mars will be perfect for that. The flying Tesla cars, bro.
Dude, I really think the Hubbers. Zombie apocalypse is gonna happen before that, bro. Yeah. What's your opinion on zombies, bro? You think those fucking things were fucking into popping up?
Zombies is fucking, it's pretty
dude,
scary.
No, dude, in their last podcast, didn't we talk about this with Mike?
I think so.
Fucking, yeah, we did. We definitely did. We talked about fucking little ants, remember? Dude, ants are fucking literally, they have a zombie virus already.
Yeah.
So, like, what makes you think and what makes you
there's
assume?
There's many different zombie viruses.
Dude, what makes you think and what makes you assume that there's fucking not gonna be fucking a zombie virus that's gonna pop up one day and just fucking destroy us all and kill us all? They say fucking we're all gonna die in fire, bro, right? In the Bible? It's gonna be fiery hell, right? That's what they fucking say or some shit like that. And fucking, you know, at the end of the day, we are all fucking doomed, bro, when that fucking time comes.
Nah, I don't think it's fucking... I don't know, I feel like if zombie apocalypse happened, they would fucking kill that thing so fast in the very beginning.
No, bro, you definitely see how it just destroys and outbreaks, bro. Dude, think about that. You got a zombie biting somebody, and then they change into a zombie. Now you got two of them. Now you got three of them. How fast can the fucking military go?
They would probably kill the first zombie, like, instantly, and they probably, like, had the CDC and the CIA would probably and then just contain the first one.
What?
They'd probably even have them somewhere chilling in Area 51.
I don't
CIA
know, man.
Takes so much stuff.
I don't know, man. I really don't... I really don't know, man. It depends on where it starts. What if it starts fucking in, like, Africa or somewhere freaking where it's, like,
oh,
a little...
Oh, that would be so bad.
Or, like, what
no,
if
no, that would be so... Because, like, there's just masses of people, but they're, like, masses of isolated people.
Or, like, what if...
Oh, that would be
yeah,
so
dude,
bad.
That's what I'm saying,
that would
bro.
Just consume that whole area. Would just start to be consumed.
We would have to fucking, like, nuke that whole area at the end of the day. Or, like,
oh.
What if, like, you know, it happened in Antarctica, but, like, they could live in the snow, bro.
And it's thawing out. Dude, it was 65 in Antarctica the other day.
Yeah, bro. You just got
in
fucking
Antarctica
zombies fucking
here.
Walking around, bro.
The virus has been frozen for 2,000 years. It
yeah.
just thaws out.
You
it drains
just don't,
into a seal.
Dude, you don't know. You really don't, dude. It's all fucking, like, a matter of talk and fucking, you know, just to scare people. But you really don't know, dude. Where did this zombie virus come up? Who thought of the idea? You know?
Yeah. Oh my god, that would be crazy.
But like, you know, we definitely fucking, we're gonna be dabbling into new things. We are gonna be freaking, you know, getting into new things. We definitely freaking are gonna end up fucking doing some crazy things. You know, we will end up freaking, you know, trying to get more sponsors. We're trying to get our name out there.
Yeah, but
we're putting freaking QR codes out there, you know, little stickers.
Letting people know, telling people to listen.
Yeah, and like, you know, donations, like I said before, donations are greatly, greatly appreciated. You can end up donating, you know, you could donate any sort of money. It could be a penny. Don't matter. It could be a dollar. It don't matter. Donations are greatly appreciated. Fucking take freaking, you know, day out of your time to donate a penny if you want to. Don't care. You don't have to donate anything. Freaking just even your views and just you sitting here listening to my podcast, listening to my advertisements, freaking, you know, wherever they pop up into my podcast. Sometimes I'll fucking, you know, tell you. Sometimes I won't. You know, but, you know, at the end of the day, I want the viewers to be happy. I want the audience to be happy. And if you're not happy, I will figure a way to freaking try to change that. I will figure a way, freaking, you know, me and Sal will figure a way to try
yeah.
to change that and freaking, you know, grasp, you know, all the audience, freaking, you know,
We want your ideas. Yeah, we want your
favorite podcast.
Yeah, we want freaking your ideas. You know, we're trying to freaking, you know, dabble into freaking, you know, just different types of things. And honestly, you know, sooner or later, we're going to end up freaking including freaking, you know, audio clips of freaking, you know, different people. Our social media is going to be blowing up with fucking different songs, different audio clips, different, you know, like I said in the last podcast, you know, different types of freaking, you know, sounds of birds chirping in the morning or whatever. But, like, at the end of the day, you know, we'll figure it out. We always do. But, definitely freaking, you know, check us out. Listen to our other podcasts if you haven't. Our first podcast, if you guys are wondering where that happened, what happened to it, freaking I was adopted, if you guys heard it, you know, there were some things that I just didn't want to freaking pop out in this world. My life's changing. I don't need it popped out in there. But, like, we might re-edit, you know, put a freaking new episode one.
Yeah.
Or something. We gotta fucking
remaster the first one.
Dude, we're gonna remaster the first one. So you'll see an episode one pop up. And maybe I'll fucking be able to, like, put it. I don't think we'll be able to freaking put it back in the first. Or I could try to put it where it's not gonna fuck everything up. But, like, you know, I really think, you know, the pod, you know, Acidy World. And, you know, all of that is going to end up freaking, you know, we're definitely going to end up going somewhere. You know, we're trying to get, you know, big things. You know, we're trying to get freaking, you know, signs. We want to get some posters. We want to freaking get, you know, all these different types of freaking different things. And, like, honestly, we want to get freaking, you know, little stickers. We want to get business cards. We want to fucking, you know, make shirts and, like, do just different types of things where, you know, we're definitely dabbling into something. Like, we will end up figuring it all out. I mean, we're still freshly new. If you've been keeping up with us, thank you for being, you know, a 100%, you know, viewer, just a 100% viewer that freaking loves our podcast. I thank you very much, and I can't stress that enough.
Yeah. Definitely. Once we get those followers up, we're gonna get that fucking giveaway.
Yeah.
I'm telling everyone that you get the followers up, the first social media.
Yeah. Once we start getting those followers up, to break a certain
number,
up,
then it goes we'll into get a the raffle. Hat. Yeah. That's we'll a raffle. Raffle off.
A raffle hat. Off something. Whatever.
A nice fucking prize. Gift card of some sort.
A gift card, or it could be freaking, you know, whatever. It's not gonna be, obviously. It might be big. Who knows? It depends on freaking, you know.
Depends on you guys listening. You guys listening puts money into the podcast. So the more people you get to listen, the more chances that you get for fucking a nice prize. Because then the more money you get, the more giveaways we can do.
Yeah, it might be a donation raffle. It might be freaking, you know, where you donate a few, you know, a penny or two. You know, we might just freaking have you, like, donate 2 cents or, like, fucking...
My 2 cents.
Yeah, there fucking. You go, there you go, my 2 cents. Or it could be just, like, anything, dude. You just don't know. Like, we could do a free raffle. Like, I would love to end up doing a free raffle for, like, the audience. Like, every week. I would definitely do that.
Oh, that would be so crazy.
Or, like, every 2 weeks, dude. If we had enough viewers and we had enough freaking money.
Dude, I would love to give that away.
And you got freaking, you know, you got us freaking there. But, like, we need the viewers. That's the thing. We don't want to end up freaking drawing you guys away. We want to end up dragging you into all of our stuff. We want you guys to be able to listen to all of our stuff. And, you know, if we are not doing that, tell us. Literally be like, but don't tell us in hate. I don't want to be listening to all your hateful freaking shit neither. If you're telling me freaking my podcast sucks and it's a piece of shit, I don't want to be fighting with you. If you fucking are telling me freaking, you know, it's bad, be like, listen, I'm telling you it's freaking, you know, I didn't like your podcast for any fucking such reasoning. Freaking, I don't want to freaking, you know, be hateful or whatnot, blah, 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 and go into fucking why you didn't like it and freaking put your freaking, you know, sense into there. So we can end up freaking, you know, talking to you, or freaking, you know, we can even freaking, you know, end up freaking interviewing you or some shit. We can figure it out, you know, don't matter. You know, at the end of the day, we will figure something out. But, like, we are definitely dabbling into new things. You know, I'm over here just fucking playing fucking, you know, different fucking songs. This is fucking from freestockmusic.com. It is 100% free.
Yeah.
Like all the music you're listening to?
Definitely new things, new episodes.
Like right now we're doing this in the car.
New topics, new locations. A bunch of different stuff is coming. You know, our mini-sodes midweek give you a little spice, yeah, a little tingle.
Listen, my life has been busy.
Yeah.
So I've been trying to keep up with all of this.
But now we're fucking back.
Yeah, we're back. I'm going to try to do this every Saturday. If not, I will, you know, end up freaking recording it freaking on a Wednesday or some shit, or a Thursday, and end up posting it on Saturday, and I will end up freaking posting freaking, you know, I'll try to post updates and whatnot. We'll end up freaking posting, you know, updates on our Instagram, our Facebook. Damn, it is 5:08 in the morning.
Jeez.
But fucking, you know, we'll post updates and whatnot. It don't matter. And then, you know, we could go from there. But, like, we want you to be happy. If you're not happy, this is all going to turn into shit and a waste for nothing. And we don't want you not to be happy. Like, we... Like, right, Sal?
No. I want our listeners to, like, again, I want it to be for your podcast. Like, what do you want us to talk about? I've been saying from the beginning.
Yeah. And, like,
tell us
honestly,
something.
One of these days, maybe we'll fucking talk about Rick and Morty. Because yeah. Fucking we've literally mentioned
talking
it.
About, we've been saying we've been talking about Rick and Morty. Dude. You hear that?
Yeah, talking about.
Talking about.
But, like, Rick and Morty, bro.
And Sasquatch.
Yeah, and Sasquatch, dude. Like, what happened to Sasquatch, bro? With his thumb
up his ass.
With his thumb up his ass, bro. Sasquatch is sticking his thumb up his ass, bro.
What happened to that? We don't know.
We don't know.
We'll talk about it, though.
Dude, we will talk about it. Just wait. We haven't forgotten. Don't think we just forgot about Rick and Morty and freaking Sasquatch sticking his thumb in his ass. Never. It will always be there. Always. You know? But, like... It's just a matter of which episode we will talk about it. I mean, the views are growing, and the views are growing and growing and growing, but, like, are we gonna really talk about it? Freaking, are you gonna get us there? Because, like, at the end of the day, if we're not getting freaking the views and whatnot, and it's freaking turning into complete shit, where does that put us into our freaking mindsets and our fucking blue moods and whatnot? You just don't know.
Well. We'll continue to fucking produce our podcast. But good night, good morning. It's 5:00 somewhere. It's 5:00 here.
Yeah.
Signing out.
I'll post this fucking probably on this, you know, Saturday morning. Fucking way, way early in the morning. Because I have work. It's fucking, you know, early in the morning. But, good night, everybody. I hope you love this. And here's this fucking song. It's called Curiosity by Alexander Nicarada. I think is how you say their freaking last name. And fucking, it is on free-stock-music.com. And it's all free, it's unlicensed, and you can use it in, like, YouTube, Twitter, podcasts, whatever. But here it is.